Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to talk about the quote-unquote startup bus fallacy.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
This is a term I just came up with just before we jumped on the call. We might rebrand this. But here's what I mean and what I want to talk about with you today, Heaton. So I've had a number of conversations recently, the past week or so, with friends of mine that have been founders of startups that started off as like fun little projects, things that we're not that passionate about, things that seemed to be just fun. They were very non-committal in the early days, or they were interested about the project because of certain factors. But they knew when they started, they knew, I'm just going to do this for a little while, but this is not really what I want to do long term. And then life happened, quote unquote. You know, that little thing became bigger, and there were investors involved, and advisors, and a team, and commitments, and months pass by and years pass by, and all of a sudden, you know, they had some highs, they had some lows, and now it's like, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, they're struggling. They don't really enjoy it that much. And thinking back, they never really wanted to do this thing, but because they're now so invested in it, they like, you know, it's a recurring theme that I hear from them. Well, I'm just gonna help this get through this crisis, and then I'm going to think about something else. Or I'm just going to wait and see what's going to happen now that we had this, you know, bridge financing or this crisis financing and see what happens. Or, well, I just want to see this soon. Hopefully we can get to an acquisition and then I can do something else. And it brought up this idea that how dangerous it is sometimes as an entrepreneur and as a startup founder to work on something thinking you're not going to be that committed to it and you're just having fun and you're just going to try this out and you can stop at any time, because just like anything, once it builds momentum, once you've invested in you feel invested in something, every single day becomes harder and harder to break up. And all of a sudden you wasted potentially 4, 5, 6, 7 years of your life. So I don't know. I just wanted to talk about this idea of like being careful on choosing fun projects if you're not really committed to them, or figuring out ways, exit strategies that are much better than having no exit strategy when you start working on something that you might not really want. And the reason why I called it the startup bus fallacy is because there's a prominent example. This has nothing to do with the people I talked to last week, but a very good friend of mine and somebody that, you know, had worked with Close, had left Close for many years, and I was trying to recruit him over a really long time to get him back, and then finally came back. He's a prime example of this because he did a fun like startup bus experience where they go, you know, from whatever, New York to Austin, and then they present a little idea that a thrown together team on the bus came up with, kind of like a startup weekend, but on a bus somewhere to an event. He, you know, was on a startup bus, and there was like this cool little group, and they came up with this cool little idea, and they created all this traction. It was so much fun, and they win the thing at South by Southwest, and they get accepted to Techstars. And all along, he's like, well, shit, I didn't want to do this. I'm having a really awesome job, but I'm going to leave and do this startup thing because Techstars is a big opportunity and we're getting all this press and we might get investment. And I'm just going to ride this and see what happens. I'm just going to be opportunistic and have fun with it. And that little like fun thing, I don't really care that much about this idea, but I'm just going to see what happens. That little thing turned into like a, I don't know, 3 or 4 year project with many lows, many highs, but even more lows. And at the end, it didn't work out. And so hence why I'm like startup bus fallacy or startup weekend fallacy. It's like you're just starting with this little thing, it gains a bit of momentum, and you're like, I'm just going to see what happens. And all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years of your life are over, and you're still working on something that you truly, you don't really love or you're not that passionate about. So I just wanted to share this, see what your reaction is, and see if we can come up with some, I don't know, practical advice to people on how to make sure they don't fall into that trap of starting something that's fun and has some natural momentum and end up working on something for way longer than they want it, and oftentimes maybe also not that successfully.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a startup for fun to go work at someone else's startup.
Ooh.
You're gonna have way more fucking fun. You're gonna learn a lot more. You know.
Let me pause you because this is the quote of the day. You know, if you want to have fun working at a startup, you know, don't start your own. Just go work for somebody else. You're gonna have way more fun with it. It's so true. Oh my god, this is so true.
I mean, that's just what it boils down to. So anybody that says fun and startup gives me pause in the first place. You know, especially if they're saying, oh, I'm going to start it and found it. I totally get Startup Bus. I totally love the idea that people can start companies within hours like that. Or not companies, sorry. Create something within hours like that. But really, the company is what matters. The business is what matters. And even people who just raise like a few $100,000, didn't do Startup Bus, and are doing it for fun, they should just stop. Like, I don't want to say this is real life, because what is real life? But like, this is real. Like, this is what you're doing. If you're doing it for fun, then there's way better ways to have fun and make money. Seriously.
Yeah.
Go like buy a club or do something. Like don't go do a business. Don't do a startup. Don't go to Startup Bus and come up with some idea and win and like think that you're having fun. And the thing is, like, I get the Startup Bus attitude, right? Like, it started with fun.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have fun. But no real business was built with fun. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care what people's stories people tell or anything like that. Shit ain't fun, right? It should be something that you enjoy, but that's not necessarily fun. And I think you should enjoy the learning. You should enjoy this idea that you can create a business from nothing. All those things are super enjoyable. But if you're having fun and you're just going to do this for fun, it's probably not going to end well. And eventually you're not going to have fun. You know, and the ups and downs are not manageable if you're doing it for fun. If you're doing it because, like, there's nothing better for you to do and you really want to do it and you want to build a business and, you know, you don't really want to work for anyone else and all those kind of things, those are much better aligned reasons why you should be doing this, not because you're just having fun. A startup is not fucking fun. Like, it's just not. It shouldn't even be glorified. It shouldn't even be something that most people think about doing. So if you want to have fun, go work for someone else.
I love it. And you know, this, as you said, this doesn't mean that it can't be fulfilling or enjoyable or exciting or exhilarating or like so many great things. But just like you would probably, you know, take exception with somebody saying, well, I'm just going to start a family to have some fun. I'm going to have some children because I think it could be a lot of fun. I'm just in it for the fun of it. You'd be like, whoa, slow down. It comes with a lot of responsibility. It comes with a lot of challenge and sacrifice. It comes also with a lot of beautiful things, but it's not like a fun thing. So the fun aspect you nailed, right? So let's put a check on that. There's just one more aspect I want to touch before we wrap this episode up, which is the, I don't even know how to call this, like, momentum aspect. Like, some people, like, they'll start something, and there are examples of side projects that grew into really large businesses, or things that people didn't do because they thought necessarily they want to commit themselves to this project or this company or this idea or product for the next decade of their life, but then the thing, you know, grew and had tremendous success. I mean, Larry Ellison from Oracle, you know, famously just wanted to make a little bit of side income without working too hard and turn into a massive business. Mark Zuckerberg did this in the beginning, not to rule the world, you know, and all the inhabitants of the planet. So it's not that you can't have a side project that turns into a real business or a fun hobby that turns into something bigger than you expected in the beginning. That's not the point. But sometimes, like, the worst cases that I've observed when it comes to this, like, momentum trap of, I worked on this, and because it has so much momentum, I'm just going to keep riding the wave and see where it leads me. The worst examples, the examples that I have that haven't worked out, that momentum was not customer momentum. That momentum was not virality and user explosion and growth. That momentum was not, wow, we stumbled over a product that's really doing something and people respond really strongly to it. That momentum usually was funding momentum, right? Somebody I knew worked on this project. I wanted to help, and he or she got $1 million offer from some really great VC fund, or accepted into Accelerator, or raised a really great angel round and asked me to be a co-founder. And I thought, wow, shit, you know, there's all this money, all these investors, like that kind of like investor momentum, press, like the project seemed to have like all these positive things associated with it that then made one person commit to becoming a co-founder of it. But that was the only reason, right? It was like, it was not that they were passionate about the project, not even necessarily that they wanted to work with this person or with the team, saying this team is exceptional, I just want to do shit with those people. No, it was like, oh shit, these people got a huge check offered to them or just got accepted into this incredible incubator and I want to experience that incubator or I want to experience being part of a funded $1 million startup. So I'm just going to say yes and join them. It's that, I don't know if to call it like bad momentum or whatever. It's these kind of, for me, poor reasons to say, I don't care that much about what they're trying to do, but they have so much, whatever, things going on for them that I'm just going to join and commit casually to this.